Good to have you joining with us again, everyone. We thank you for giving of your time just to spend a few moments around the precious Word of God. Yesterday, in our devotions, we were thinking about a man called Benaiah that we read about in the Old Testament. He was a contemporary of David's mighty men, and the name Benaiah, it just means Jehovah hath built. He's a type of Jesus Christ our Lord, who said, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And whenever we read about Benaiah, this valiant man who had done many great acts, we see a man, and the gates of hell were trying to prevail against him. But Benaiah was victorious. He realized that there was strength for the battles of life. There was armor that he could don, and he realized that there was victory as he gave his battles to God. I wonder today what your battle is. I wonder today what you're struggling with. I wonder today what you're facing, and maybe you look at the heat of the battle and you think there's no victory for me. I want to tell you today that there's victory in Jesus Christ. Thanks be unto God, which always causeth us to triumph. The Bible says we can be more than conquerors through him that loved us. Just yesterday we were thinking about Benaiah and how he defeated two lion-like men of Moab. That's a picture of the flesh. And the flesh is a very real foe to the Christian. These old hearts of ours are deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. But you know, there's victory in Jesus Christ against the flesh. And then the second battle that Benaiah fought, it says in verse 22 of 1 Chronicles 11, also he went down and slew a lion in a pit. On a snowy day, he slew a lion in a pit on a snowy day. Now the Bible says that the devil goeth about as a roaring lion. That lion in the pit on the snowy day, it represents the worst possible foe, in the worst possible place, in the worst possible conditions. A lion in a pit. And a time of snow, a snowy day. And we're living in hard conditions with this COVID-19, the coronavirus. But the devil doesn't stop for a moment. Maybe you find yourself in difficult circumstances, hard situations, and the enemy comes in like a flood. Conditions are hard. It seems like it's a snowy day, maybe a blizzard of difficult circumstances all around you. The worst possible foe, the devil, goeth about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. The worst possible foe, in the worst possible place, a pit, hemmed in, dark, lonely, maybe not much room to breathe or space to move. Maybe the only way that you can look is up, and it's a snowy day. The worst possible conditions. I wonder today, is that you, a lion in a pit? In a time of snow. That's the battle that you're facing at the moment. The devil tempts you, accuses you, scorns you. You find yourself in a pit, a dark, a lonely, a desolate, a barren place. And to make things worse, conditions are hard. It's maybe almost like a time of snow. You feel yourself getting cold. You feel yourself drained of strength. You feel yourself getting weak. Well, Benaiah was able to defeat the lion in the pit on the snowy day. There's victory. And you know, there's victory over the world. And there's victory over the flesh. And there's also victory over the devil. You say, how do I get the victory? The Bible says in Revelation chapter 12 and verse number 11, concerning the devil and the saints being attacked by the devil, the great dragon, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, and through the word of their testimony. If you have a testimony today to the saving grace of Jesus Christ, you can use that testimony against the enemy. You can remind him of just who you are in Christ, of what you have in Christ, and that your sins are nailed to the Savior's cross. You bear them no more. You're a child of the King. You belong to the Lord, and you're washed in the blood, redeemed by the blood, cleansed by the blood, justified by the blood, and you've got access to the throne of grace through the blood of Jesus Christ our Lord that cleanseth us from all sin. Plead the blood today. Recognize what you are in Christ and may God give you victory in the battles of life against the flesh, against the devil, and next time we'll think about victory over the world itself. God bless you, and thank you once again for listening. Bye-bye.